Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and I'm here, and you're there, and hopefully everybody's having a beautiful Wednesday, otherwise known as Hump Day. You know, yes, everybody looks forward to the weekends. Oh, this is a...
If anybody's listening to me in
Canada Day, I guess it all goes back to 1867, if you want to look up the history of how Canada united into a country. But we're not going to get into Canada's history today. My great-grandfather came from Quebec, or great-great-grandfather, one of those people, way back when in the history of my family line, from Quebec area in the French part of Canada and moved to the United States, actually before Canada was a country. Because that was back in the early 1800s. They moved to Detroit, 1830-something, maybe before that. So,
and you needed to know. So, what were we going to talk about?
Well, the heading I had was about, it was all about being an empath. And what is an empath? I define as an empath as a person, or as I do it, is to be able to read you or somebody that you're close to in some way. Intentions, emotions, feelings, it's not reading the mind. I call it more like reading the soul than it is the mind. Now, don't mind me if I fade out on you. My throat's been bothering me the last few days. I sinus problems, allergy problems. Never had my tonsils taken out.
Dread that wonderful operation.
You go and cut them out. Ooh, I don't know. I'm just not one for going under the knife. Maybe I'll still have to do that someday. Who knows, right? But in the past, they've been able to deal with it without doing that. So my throat's a little weird. So if I seem to fade in and out and I don't have the enthusiasm as normal, it's because of that. I do have a caller. So I'm going to talk about that. I have some great articles for you today. Some really, really cool articles. One by one of my favorite authors, who is Pam Grout. And she wrote about the idea of manifesting money.
Really kind of a very cool perspective
about thoughts become things, and it's not about asking for something, it's already being that in your mind, in your thought pattern. So I'll get into that article. It was about money, mostly about wealth, so I thought I would cover that. And I have some other articles. I have an article about the brain and one about seven reasons. See, I did this article before, but I don't think everybody really heard it. And it's about seven reasons to give more hugs. So be that hugging kind of person I am, I'm going to be that. Another article I thought was really interesting was on five compliments guaranteed.
You know, being
kind and extending ourselves or others, complimenting people can make their day. And there was five compliments this author put forth. I thought they were rather interesting. So, but before we get into all that, depending on what's going on with you today, if you have any thoughts, questions, comments, or you want to call in, I do have a caller, 480 area code. I'll take that. And then we'll move on. Now, as I've described in how I do readings and how I've changed it over the years, because I became a real practitioner.
A law of attraction, being that
whatever you're asking for, it's already been made. It's already created in a non-physical form. You know, whether it be a person, money, job, building, house, you know, bicycle, motor car, whatever it is, the universe already has it out there for you. Now, the problem is bring it into reality. So when I make predictions, and I've mentioned this in my write-up, it's about a guidepost about, okay, this is when the universe says it's going to be ready. But you can bring it forward. I call it collapsing time. You can bring it forward, or you can push it away, depending on...
predicted, but also your attitude about what...
and what your thought patterns are and your feelings about it and all that sort of stuff. So we'll get into that. So it's a double-sided thing here. It's about, yeah, this is what the universe says, God, spirit, whatever you call it, is going to be there for you. And this is about when. But then there's that second part of it of how do you get it? Okay? So let me take a call. How do you get that, what you want? Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I was just kind of drawn to your description there because you were talking about being able to empathically pick up on things. So I was just kind of drawn to that. So I'd never spoke with you, so I figured I'd call in. My name is Yvette, and I'm calling from Arizona. And
it cuts
I
out.
Was wondering what. Hello?
Yeah, you're cutting out.
Hello?
But that's not your fault. Yeah, I'm here. You're cutting out because Blog Talk cuts out. They've had a problem with their sound.
Oh, is that better for you?
Yeah, that's fine, but it'll cut out, so just be patient, okay? We'll get through this.
Not a problem.
Okay, so
you're
asking about empathic skills, and so in what specific kind of area of your life are you asking about them?
Mostly in just being able to, because I'm intuitive myself, but when it comes to myself, I can never pick up properly. So I guess my question is, how are we able to tap into the people close to us in ourselves? Does that make sense? Like, for everybody else, it's super accurate. I can do all the readings I want, but for myself, it's like, okay, I have no clue.
Yeah, but that's a common problem, though. You know, if you talk to most psychics or people who do this sort of thing or intuitive people, the hardest part is reading ourselves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because our egos are filtering the answer.
What really comes
really quickly, and I'm hearing these words, Spirit kind of guides me through this process to some degree. You have to get below the ego. You have to get into the subconscious, okay, or the soul level. You can use that through deep meditation, okay, or self. Or, well, but you want to do it yourself. You don't want somebody else to drag answers out of you, right?
I mean, I would prefer to be able to tap into it more so myself, but it is exactly that, exactly what you're saying to the ego. Like, well, is that really it? Like, in my situation right now, I have a personal situation going on, and I'm trying to get clarity, but
no,
all I hear is my ego speaking.
Okay, let me give you a methodology, okay? This is because I'm trying to hear what Spirit has to say, or maybe I've studied a lot of this, but they drag stuff back out of my whatever and said, okay, well, let's try this one with her. Do you meditate?
Not as much as I should, but I do meditate and pray every day, yes. Mm-hmm.
And can you visualize really well?
I can.
Okay, so what I would ask you to do is do this.
Yourself, go into a quiet place, get
really super deep, but visualize yourself being in a comfortable spot, in a place, a nice room somewhere, outdoors, something, you know, a happy place. I guess that's a good way of describing it. Okay?
Okay.
And when you get there, but ask your question in the sense of whatever your problem is. What kind of information are you trying to get? Do you have something, just off the top of your head, what's a question you would have?
My relationship.
About where it's going?
Right, where it's going, because I'm kind of at a loss right now. I'm confused.
Right?
I'm sorry, you cut
out,
but...
Are you trying to tap into the other person?
Yes, the relationship as a whole and him as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you might ask the question. Now, but in this process, visualize there's a chalkboard or a blackboard or something to write on as you're in this meditation, okay? So then you would ask the question,
okay.
What does name feel about the relationship? And then write down the first thing that comes to you.
Okay.
Okay? But you're in meditation.
Okay.
Trying to tap into the
universe, a collective consciousness and his thoughts that are rolling, floating around there somewhere, because thoughts don't go away. They go out there, always.
Right, right.
So you're trying to tap into his thought, right? So ask that question, and then, you know, you're in this visualization place, write down the question, what does he feel about, and use his name. You don't have to use it here, but use his name, and then whatever comes to you next, write it down. And see how comfortable you feel with that. And you can continue to repeat the question till you get more and more comfortable with answers. Okay?
Okay.
That's one way. But you...
Yeah, here's the other thing I hear. Do you have a spiritual practice, like believe in angels, spirit guides, something, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can do the same process, but visualize them writing on the board or chalkboard or something, asking the question,
okay.
What's his name believe about our relationship? And let your angel write the answer on a chalkboard or something. Some kind of whatever you feel, you know, a computer screen, chalkboard, you know, just.
Right.
You'll be amazed
okay.
at the answer.
And and that second approach feels really good because they see a picture of an angel, and it feels really good because that way you're really extending it outside of yourself and you're saying, oh, this might be my ego. It still might be your ego, but it isn't. It's you're really tapping into another energy that's going to give you the answer. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does.
Try that.
It does.
Try that. It's practice. You got to do it over and over again. You just one time, well, it didn't sound very good, you know. But the more you tap into the energy, the
emotion being connected,
they're going to come. And I would practice little things. I would practice simple things first. Okay.
Okay.
How should I feel about pizza, or how does he feel about something else? You know, and see what your angels put down. Because it's easier to work into the big one when you trust that the process is working. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Try it. Whatever way, either way, if you're waiting for the answers from yourself or you're waiting for an answer from outside,
that's the key
for you is be patient. It will come. Okay.
Right. Okay.
You'll get it. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if you want to, some other time, I don't have a lot of time today, but you want to call back and we can do the exercise together as an example for everybody. Okay? Okay, that might work. But if it's not working for you by yourself, call in and we'll do the exercise together and see if, like, you know, somebody guiding you through it might get
a little better, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. I'm always reminded of these techniques that I've learned in school or Spirit has given me over the years to use. Something. Okay, so I have a bunch of people in the chat room asking all kinds of questions. And, you know, this when I see radio way back when, back in the Ice Ages, so far back in time, that they always talked about no dead air. I mean, those long pauses where there's silence. And you...
by just cutting out from time.
I mean, you think I'm ignoring you, and I'm not. But I'm just going to go through here and see what questions you have. Okay. I'm going to read the question. Well, everybody else in the chat room can read it anyway. Something was drawing me to sit outside last night. Something intuitively was telling me why my ex that starts, okay, blah, 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 was close by, like going to drive through my neighborhood. Oops, I lost.
I'm trying to read through your thing.
The sense of it. So your question then is did your ex was the ex did you pick up the energy of your ex in your neighborhood? Don't tell me it's not, right? That's the basic question. Did you feel or pick up the energy of your ex somewhere in your neighborhood last night? Because you felt the energy. And the answer is yes. Was he stalking you? No. Was he in the area? Yes.
Your life sort of, kind of, huh?
Well, wants me now. No, he wasn't stalking you. So let's don't go to the stalking thing. But he was driving by the area. Is he still kind of curious what you're doing with your life? Yes. Does he want you back? No. simple answers, really cut to the chase answers, right? So I would use that as a way of recognizing, hey, you know what? I got pretty good intuitive. I'm an empath. I pick up on people's energy. I pick up on their presence in my life. That's really cool. So don't build. I think that's your best lesson.
We got other questions from other people.
You had a question about. There was a question from another one in the chat room. You know, I that answer about that question, picking up on yourself. Other people are easy to read sometimes. I'll give you that. Some people are easier to read than others. And when physically people are easier to read because of body language and tone of voice and all that sort of thing. It's that makes reading.
Pay attention to yourself.
Voice, obviously you're going to pick up on yourself. But what's going on in the subconscious mind? Sometimes not. That's why people go to hypnotherapists, right? That's why people go to other people to figure that out. Because, as I said to this caller, the ego gets in the way. The survival mechanism gets in the way, okay? So some people have a really good you never can say you're egoless. How can you?
Like yourself?
Because you're just, there's levels of reading yourself. You can read where you're at in the moment, and you can read how you're feeling in the moment. You can get in touch with your feelings and your attitudes in the moment. Yes, absolutely. But are you in touch with what your soul is saying about a subject? Not necessarily. Now, if you go to the law of attraction principles, and if you go to some of the teachings, the Abraham teachings and so forth, you
can tap into this. You can know
your soul's feeling about something. If you're thinking about a subject and it doesn't feel good, if something doesn't feel good to you, if your emotions are giving you kind of that negative feedback, then there's something about the subject matter that's not working for you. To get all these answers, I'll give you an example of how it worked for me in working with people. Okay, in doing hypnotherapy, kind of a guided I call it intuitive or therapeutic meditations. I would take
the belief that's holding me back.
Okay, or something in my life. What are my beliefs? And these are buried in the subconscious mind. So what is the belief that's holding me back? And I would take a person under, get into that same kind of setting that I was talking about earlier, where they would write, my belief about what you call it is, and they would write it out. Okay? And then they would go, you get those, aha, that's what I really feel about some subject, because you're addressing from the subconscious mind. This is the belief that's limiting me.
And it would be this.
I got it. Now, I've done past life regressions on people where in a past life you get, aha, that's why I got this issue in my life now. It's a carry forward from a past life. And that happens. And I've worked with people and I've seen it happen. They go, aha, I get it. That's why I'm whatever the issue is in this lifetime. They don't understand it. It's from a past life or it's buried in the subconscious. And sometimes those beliefs come from childhood. It's like my parents told me that I'm not worthy of.
And then you suddenly get that, aha.
Parents. So that area of your life is difficult to read. But you can do it. You can get there. You can read it. You can read about those beliefs. So I guess that answers your question, and hopefully that answers your question. Sometimes you have to get into that subconscious to find out where those beliefs are, those fears came from, to address an issue that's going on now. Like, why do I feel this way about this subject? It goes way back. It could be a past life.
traumatic experience in your life.
But you could open those up and not necessarily re-experience them, because that's kind of like not fun, right? Okay, so any other questions on that? Am I making sense to anybody in the chat room who's asking about this? So you need to go back and address those, find out where they can. If everything's working and your life is working, then don't worry about it. Why are you going to go there? Let me get into Pam Grout's article, because this is really how you can do this without getting into all that, oh, we'll go way back when and deal with all that.
Okay.
Let me get to the article. Pam Grout wrote a couple books, E Squared and E Cubed. She's been writing for years and years and years, but these two books were more on a spiritual basis, and she's in the process of writing another book based on this idea of manifesting. And she's referring to Napoleon Hill here, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, which is kind of the book where a lot of the law of attraction, manifesting, what you think is what you create, thoughts came from. Okay? And it talks about quantum physics. Let me kind of go through
article. In 1937,
Napoleon wrote his classic book, Quantum Physics Was Still in Diapers. Einstein had postulated his famous theory of relativity, but quantum physics didn't completely understand how it works. It's not physicists, I mean. To tell you the truth, they're still having trouble making sense of it. A crazy quantum world that is changing by simple observation, as one famous physicist, Richard Feynman, was known to say, nobody understands quantum mechanics. However, we do know with
energy. That's the key point here.
Produce energy, much like invisible radio waves. Yeah. And that we were talking to the caller earlier, somebody's thoughts go out there. They all go out into the universe or somewhere into the collective consciousness, and you're pulling up those thoughts. You're pulling back in those thoughts. So it's an energy. And they have a significant impact on your life. This energy, in fact, provides the building blocks for your life experience. To update Hill's material should be this: think and be rich. Rich now. Money is only a representation of your wealth consciousness. Now, let me repeat that statement, because it's really important in our discussion here about how it works and your thought patterns and your belief systems. Money is only a representation of your wealth consciousness. And wealth consciousness is the true source of your financial picture is available right here at the moment. Money, or what you think is money, bills, coins,
person's wealth consciousness.
According to David Cameron Gilkandi, only 4% of money in banks, depending on the country, exists in physical form. Furthermore, money is not real. You like that thought? Money is not real. It's not a physical thing. It's a shadow of something else. Exploring your consciousness into the true abundance of the world, you acquire what is already you have already. And stated, you have more wealth capacity within you than you can possibly experience. And
this gets a little tricky.
But it's about your consciousness about money. It's about your attitude about money. Being wealthy is an internal state. Gilkandi points out, it has nothing to do with the outside world. The internal state of wealth is a decision that you make right now, and you become it right now. So if you think wealthy, if you feel wealthy, you may not have millions of dollars. You may have $2 in your pocket or $10 in your bank account. But if you're thinking poor,
I am broke. That's your statement.
I am without money. I am whatever you're stating about money is who you are. And that's the thought patterns that are going out into the universe that creates who you are. So I am wealthy. I am creating and manifesting wealth all the time. I am open and free to any kind of form of wealth coming into my life. I am prosperous. I am tapped. Now, I use the expression, I am tapped into the source of the universe that brings me all good things. By stating the
God, you're telling source energy.
Consciousness. That's my belief. That's what I am. That's who I am. So, to use this article and kind of paraphrase the article, let me go through the. So, there's anything else in here I can share. So, I guess that pretty much sums up what they were stating here. It has nothing to do with the outside world. The internal state of wealth is a decision you make right now, and you become it right now. Okay. Then we get into this whole trap of, I don't have money. The doubt comes in. And doubt is an extension of disappointment. And I've talked about this before. Doubt leads to disappointment if you allow it to sit there. And then disappointment creates more doubt. If you get into this consciousness of I am wealthy, then you go, I'm doubting that. You throw doubt out there. You've just kind of negated all that belief pattern that you're trying to create, that you're trying to put out to the universe.
So you have to go with it. You really
that fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am manifesting more and more money every day. I am manifesting love in my life. I am a really excellent person. I always use the expression, I am. I am. That's the statement to the universe. That's who you are. And you're putting that consciousness out there. That's your state of consciousness. I am whatever you put behind it. So if you put a negative statement behind it, you're telling the universe that's your negative statement. Okay, so I'll leave that alone. I'll take a call.
About wealth and money.
We get tripped up on that one. It's easy to fall into why I'm broke. You know, I am just not making enough money to live on. You know, blah, blah, blah. And doubt gets thrown in there when we say, I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am achieving my goals. And then you got to live it. You got to live it. Let's try that. Try it. I am attracting a love of my life. I am in love. I am a loving person who deserves.
I am attracting someone special.
Life, a partner in my life. Try those. Use those expressions. Start with I am and make a statement to the universe with your consciousness. This is my state of consciousness on whatever subject it is. I am finding that perfect place to live. I am finding the perfect job for me. I am finding a job that will give me, allow me to be myself and use my gifts and talents as talents completely. That's your consciousness. That's what your statement to the universe. And I'm throwing the I am in there because I've kind of really adopted that.
And whatever follows it.
God, this is what I am. Okay, back it up for me. Bring it to me. Bring it in buckets. Bring it in dump trucks worth of it, whatever it is. And you collapse time. And one of my thoughts and idea about collapsing time, and I make predictions, but you can collapse time by the stronger you believe in something. The stronger you believe in it, the more faith you have and trust in that statement, the quicker it will come to you. I always refer to Jesus' statements about it. With enough faith, you can move a mountain.
You don't think it's impossible? Yeah, let me take this.
I'm kind of rambling here. It's important stuff, I think. I don't know. Maybe you don't. Hello?
Hi, it's Holly again. How are you?
I'm okay, considering everything, yeah. So I tell you, my sinuses are gone crazy lately. They may want to whack my tonsils out, but I don't want them to do that. I want to keep them. Please fix them so they'll be good. I have to ask the universe to fix them so they'll be good, so that I don't like the idea of somebody cutting into my body.
Yeah, That's scary.
Have you ever had surgery?
Yes, twice.
It's not fun.
Yeah, didn't like it. Yep. So what's going on with Holly today on this beautiful hump day?
Wanting a message from Spirit.
On what?
I don't know. Whatever they say.
So your life is perfect, so you just want a general statement about your life.
Whatever they come up with.
Okay. I love that. So general. Whatever they come up with. Okay. Let me tune in a little bit, Dolly. Anything?
Verify what I'm hearing. I use muscle testing.
Familiar with muscle testing to verify what I'm hearing is a yes or no. But what I'm hearing for you, you don't appreciate yourself enough. You take yourself too much for granted. Okay?
I don't get that.
You don't get that? You think you're special?
Huh?
Are you special?
Everybody's special.
Okay, so where are you limiting yourself, Holly? I'm getting a sense of limitation. Where are you limiting yourself?
Well, if I knew that, I would fix it.
I can't hear you.
I said if I knew that, I would fix it.
Yeah. So let's see if we find a limitation. Let's see if I get something that's... You know, this is all kind of like to what I think what they're trying to say is just be positive. Just be positive. The messages for you are pretty simple. Just be positive. There's not a whole bunch of big changes you need to make in your life. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You
broke up.
I said you reach your goals, correct? You get what you want eventually, right?
Yeah.
So, for the universe to say, "Well, this is going to happen," you're going to get there. Just stay positive. Just to continue to love yourself completely, fully, all the time. Okay.
Okay.
It's not a major message like you're going to win $1 million next week or anything like that. It's more about Holly gets to where she wants to be. Holly just has to put it out to the universe. This is what I want.
Yeah, whatever it is. Just be the...
Okay.
Are you on Skype?
Yes. But
you're
it's
breaking
not Skype. It's not Skype. It's Blog Talk has had a problem with their audio. Okay?
Okay.
Or it could be not Skype, but it could be my server, and I have to change, you know, I have to go off AT&T and go to another service. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What about my brother? It's almost his anniversary, 2 days, 4 years of being on the other side.
Did I lose you? I don't think so.
No, I'm here. Did you hear my
question? What's your question about your brother? He passed 4 years.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Does he have a message?
Okay, I'm trying to tap into something, and you can tell me it doesn't sound like him, but the picture I keep getting is about buried treasure.
Yeah, I like it.
The past, as in it feels physical, like a physical thing. Okay.
Okay, but you broke up. What about the past?
It feels like there's a buried treasure or something. I mean, you're going to go to the backyard and you're going to dig up all this stuff. But there's something about your brother, something he left behind that you need to dig into. Okay?
The old-fashioned, you know, you click it and it takes, what is it, it's called, pocket watch or timer? What are those called?
Yeah.
Is that what he's talking about?
There's something about
It's a physical thing. It's not necessarily, but it has significance. It has an energy significance. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. That's what I get. I don't know. It's all I get. Ollie, get something about from his past that you need to look into. It's a physical object of some kind, or objects. Okay?
Yeah.
We're cutting, so I'm gonna let you go. It's cutting out a lot more than I wished it would. So have a beautiful day. Enjoy the rest of you. Have a beautiful weekend. You got the 4th of July coming up.
Yeah, it's hot up here in Seattle. Are you gone?
Well, just, am I gone? No, I'm not gone.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not going anywhere either, but that's all right. So have some fun, though. Just have some fun. Just have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, this cutting out problem that I've been facing with Blog Talk has been really frustrating. I've actually looked into other similar radio things. There's not many out there, so we'll have to work this out. I have to figure out if it's me, them, or whoever it is. I don't know.
Think the I am.
You have to get into that wealthy mindset. You have to wealth consciousness, or love consciousness, or work consciousness, or job consciousness. I am finding a brand new job really soon, or I am just, you know, and you have to be kind of in that energy. You have to think wealthy. You can't walk down the street and look at stores and go, oh, I can't afford this and I can't afford that. Yeah, I'm going to get that really soon. That's going to be in my consciousness really soon. I'm bringing it into me now. Okay,
let me get
compliments. Is that what I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. And then I'll talk to you a little bit more. 5 compliments guaranteed to make someone's day. So this is really extending yourself out and helping other people. And I won't get into the whole article and who wrote this. And Peggy Bowes is the author, and she co-wrote the book, author of Rosary with Workout, a co-author of Tending the Temple, and a devout Catholic. So
regardless of what your political.
First one is, you inspire me. That's a great thought to tell somebody. Now you got to make sure you're honest and, you know, but to tell somebody, one of the nicest compliments I've ever received was from a young girl at work. She told me that I inspired her to go to church and try to be a better person. Take some time to reflect on people in your life who have truly inspired you and make an effort to thank them, whether in person, by email, or handwritten note. You may also take time to think about the people whom you can inspire and resolve to work
your values.
World, you know, and I work with people and help people to get a promotion or move up. I did get that you inspired me. You helped me. And that always felt really good when people will say, you really helped me to move up the ladder. You know, I really, my experience with you as a boss really helped me to grow. So that was probably the most, that was probably one of the best feelings I had in the work environment. The business environment was people to come up to me and go, wow, after working with me, and that I inspired them to take on more responsibility, to live their.
Next one I thought was really cool.
Thought in the chat room. What a beautiful family. I grew up in a family of 5 girls, and my parents were frequently asked intrusive questions such as, are all your children yours? Are they still trying? Are you still trying for a boy? Instead, why not give parents a reason to beam with pride by offering a positive compliment on children who are well-balanced, helpful, and endearing in some way? Yeah, what a beautiful family. What a beautiful child you have. And I won't get into the well-behaved, but, you know, what a beautiful child you have.
Yeah, when you see people like that, you know, it makes.
Yeah, I've done something. You know, I've been, it's been hard work, and it's been difficult at times, but thank you. I appreciate it, and to know that somebody else is seeing us from the outside as a really good family. Okay, let me see if anybody's doing any questions. Donald Trump? Who's Donald Trump got to do with this whole thing? I don't know. Okay, well, I don't get the Donald Trump comment, so you might, if you want, you can explain it. We'll just let it go.
Something I referred to before.
Yes. Yes. Well, let me get into the next one. You can write and tell me what you're thinking, and then I'll talk more about these compliments. You handled that well. We often observe people in difficult situations who handle themselves in a variety of ways. Some get angry or tense. Others are able to diffuse a situation by swallowing their pride, remaining calm in a stressful situation. You can truly make someone's day by offering a simple compliment to a person who handles a sticky situation with grace. Isn't that beautiful? Wow.
Amazing.
In that situation, you know, like even to a mother, you know, the child's going crazy and everything's going on and tearing through the store, right? Wow, you really handled that well. You're really able to calm that situation down. I mean, and it could be not just children, but anything in life. To one employee to the other employee. Well, you really handled that situation well. I was kind of unfortunately eavesdropping on it. Okay, so yes, you handled that well, and we love to hear that. We love to hear that we're doing well. The next one I love is. Oh, let me go back to.
Well,
that's a good. You may or may not like Donald Trump, and that's not really important in the discussion, whether you like or dislike the person, but he has an attitude of wealth. He's been broke, he's been bankrupt, but he's wealthy again. So he has an attitude of wealth. I am wealthy. Now, how he made it, you know, but I am wealthy. Did your ex, well, you kind of flipped the subject from wealth to ex, from ex to wealth.
See me sitting on the steps last night.
Answer is, wow, what do I get? I get no. I don't get a strong no, so he may have glanced and may have observed but didn't stare. If anything, it's like a passing look, but not like, ooh, she's there. Look at this. How's she looking today? What? Da, 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 da. No, it was very passing. Okay, that's what I get. I don't get, I get a kind of a weak no, okay? If that makes sense. So it wasn't intent to stare at you on the porch, okay? Yes.
You can declare to the world I'm rich.
And each person defines rich differently anyway, don't they? To one person, being rich would be $100. Another person, it'd be $1 billion. So it's your attitude about money. Yeah, so not everybody's bad or good. I only got a few seconds left. Let me do this real quick, and then we'll thank everybody. I'll be back on Friday tomorrow. I think we're doing a major clean around here. You make me happy. There are some people
where you seem to light up the room with depression.
Manage to always adopt a cheerful attitude, no matter what misfortunes come into their way. They may be... So it's really stating to somebody, wow, you really have a good attitude. You really make me happy. I love to be around you. You're such a positive person. That's a compliment you can give, and people appreciate that you appreciate their attitude. Well, I want to thank everybody who called today. And we'll resolve this cutting out thing soon. I'm sure we will. And
it hasn't done it forever, just recently.
So have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful evening. Have a beautiful Thursday. I'll be back here on Friday. And yeah, and if I don't speak to you, talk to you, or you're not around on Friday, have a fun 4th of July. Be safe, be sane, and appreciate all the beautiful things that you have in your life. Okay? Thank you. I love you guys. Bye.